This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Time to talk to our pros, and we are very happy to welcome in Christopher Dunlap, Blast Motion lead product specialist down there in California. But for Blast Motion, we've come familiar with them and their instructional videos and their system, trying to help you improve your game. But we've got some updates, Chris, to the short game. So good morning. Thanks so much. What is new with Blast Motion?
Absolutely, guys. Thanks for having me on. And we've got some exciting new things, development that we've released, a new app update, streamlining user interface, and then, like you touched on before, we have the new short game and bunker modes enabled now. So now you're able to measure what you're doing on those chips, bump and runs, flop shots, and more importantly, what you're actually doing in the bunker, because I've never really seen anyone take a launch monitor and put it in the bunker with them and find out what their swing speed is, timing, tempo as well.
So, Chris, good morning. Let's backtrack for just a moment and explain what the Blast Motion sensor is, how we attach it to our club, and how it first started.
Absolutely. So the Blast Motion sensor started roughly about 5 years ago with just a creation of something that wanted to be used that was easy, discreet, didn't need a lot of calibration, and kind of lets you go through your natural routines. The sensor itself is roughly 0.3 ounces, so extremely lightweight, fits on the butt end of the club, and we measure up to 11 metrics on the putting side, and then we have about 8 metrics that we measure on, 5 to 8 metrics that we measure on the full swing side.
So I'm kind of a guy who gets a little nervous when they throw a lot of numbers at me, and math was not me. You know, I was fine. I'm an artist. I was fine with the arts end of it. What metrics are we talking about? Let's just start with putting. What metrics and which ones are most important?
Absolutely. The big thing we always start with is repeatable timing and tempo. So tempo is the ratio of your backstroke to your forward stroke. Your backstroke should be twice as long as your forward stroke. So again, it's giving that nice consistency. So no matter what length of putt, whether you have like a 3 foot, 6 foot, or 30 foot putt, you want that tempo to be the same and those numbers to be the same as far as your backstroke and forward stroke relation.
Chris Dunlap is our guest here from Blast Motion, the new update to the app and with the short game. You talked about metrics in the bunker, which is a bit revolutionary. What, you know, for somebody that spends way too much time in the beach, what are the things that I want to be concerned about and that Blast Motion is going to help me better understand when I'm trying to play out of a bunker?
Well, the reality of it is when you measure yourself, you're going to be able to see what those shots are where you have, you leave it, you dump it in the sand, you leave it short, you decelerate into it, you don't accelerate through. So now you're actually able to measure that. So you're going to see what your backstroke time is and forward stroke time is in order to be able to make sure that's repeatable. So what we have everyone do is go through, hit about 10 shots and note in your mind which ones are the successful ones. And then you can see that specific number of what was your swing speed? What was the result of the flight of the shot? What was your backswing time and your downswing time? And then you just have to repeat it. So that's the thing of just now you're measuring. It's not like, I'm feeling off my game. I don't know what's happening. Now you know specifically, put yourself on the sensor, find your number, and then you can easily figure out what you need to improve.
Well, Chris, you're referring to backstroke time and forward stroke time. Now, forward stroke time, the assumption might be it's the time through the golf ball. It's really from the backswing position time to the ball. Is that correct?
100% correct. So typically the swing is about a second long. So we're able to measure and break up these two time periods here. So it happens fast. So it's good to actually know and measure and see what you're doing.
So again, now we're talking about this tempo and the ratio of possibly 2-to-1, something like that, backstroke to forward stroke. The bunker play, chipping, pitching, pretty close in tempo time to putting?
Yeah, what we've seen overall in the swings that we've analyzed and gathered, roughly the same there. Now, there are going to be some different instances there. So let's take a quick example here, like a 10-yard flop shot. Based on what we saw, the swing speed is actually around 40 miles per hour if you're using like a 58 or 60-degree lob wedge. So easily looking at that number, if someone's under the 40-mile-per-hour swing speed, let's say they're 30, they're going to be leaving it short. Let's say they're going to be 43 miles per hour, they're going to be long on that. So again, it's kind of dialing in what your swing speed is and keeping that tempo consistent.
And so for maybe the less accomplished golfer and you know, kind of avid, but that mid to upper handicap, with Blast Motion, is there a way to take all this data and figure out how to utilize it? Some help in that? Is that something that they want to do with their instructor to help them kind of understand taking the raw data and turning it into something tangible they can go back to the golf course with?
Absolutely. It's great working with a professional. We also have inside here session titles. So what you can do at the end and conclusion of your session, you can stop and you can see what your averages are. You can find out what your average, your high, low, and kind of any inconsistencies. So you can really see the big picture. If you're all over the place, it's going to be very clear as far as what you need to work on for it.
Well, and we're talking about metrics, but actually Blast is a feel-based, as an instructor, it's a feel-based training system with great explanations. On the website, you have videos, and those videos by Brad Faxon have been really helpful to me personally to understand what speed control is and what the backstroke and forward stroke times mean. But there's some other issues that those videos cover. For instance, speed, change of loft. So we have a player, I've taught players who kind of scoop at the ball with a wedge shot, increasing their 58-degree wedge to about 70 degrees. I wonder why the ball almost sits them in the chin. So there's other metrics there that can be very important. Which ones do you like in addition to the tempo?
So a new one that we've actually added to the app for short game and full swing side is the angle of attack. We have a very simple one where it just tells you if you're level, down, or up. But then we also have a metric layout that gives you a great graphical representation of how steep you are. So what you touched on there, a lot of amateur golfers, they have issues where they're adding too much loft to the club or they're getting too steep coming down, clubs getting stuck in the ground. So we have a really simple, easy way of just letting them know of potentially shallowing the club out, using the bounce of the wedge more effectively, and possibly even switching to a club that's easier. Instead of bringing your 60-degree out every single time, maybe try your pitching wedge or maybe even 9-iron even.
Chris Dunlop here with Blast Motion Golf. They've got their new update. Now, is this just for Apple or Android? Is the update good on both of them? And where do they want to go to get more information?
Absolutely. So currently the 4.10 update, that's just for our iOS. Our Android team is currently working on an update for all Android devices. So take a look on our website, blastmotion.com. We're also running a special, too, if you use the code REMOTE2020. That will take the sensor from $150 to $89.99.
There you go. We appreciate it so much. Thanks so much for taking some time for us. And again, blastmotion.com. Click on the golf portion of it for the updates. And hopefully we can help you shave a few strokes off your game.
Absolutely. Guys, thank you so much for having me on.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.